In recent days, the Irish Examiner carried out a feature on some of the most enjoyable walks in Ireland. And number two on their list was Swan Park, Buncrana, County Donegal. 8 months ago, Leader, you know I've raised this repeatedly in this room, that Riverside Park was destroyed by the floods in the Inishowen Peninsula. This is a major, major tourism amenity in the second largest town in Donegal. I don't know anywhere in Ireland where it would be tolerated that I sit here as a member of this House. I have yet to get a meeting with a minister. I have yet to sit down face to face with a minister. And you know, Leader, that was promised to me. I have stayed silent now in good faith for all of these weeks, and nothing has happened. Not a single face to face meeting with a minister about the fact that a major tourism and community amenity beloved by our community and by our visitors has been absolutely destroyed. The cost of restoring this park is estimated at 2.3 million by Donegal County Council. But some kind of contribution from government would be welcomed at this stage. So I appeal to you again today, Leader, to please ensure we've put parliamentary questions. I've raised this face to face with ministers in terms of brief conversations in these halls. But what I need is a proper meeting with their senior department officials. Costings have been sent on to them by Donegal County Council. But what's happening is one department is batting to another department in questions and back and forth. I want to say to you that all nine county councillors in the Inishowen Peninsula have asked for a meeting with Minister Owen Murphy, with Minister Michael Ring, in relation to this matter. There's been a petition signed by over 4,000 local people recently handed to Minister Owen Murphy. So I'm going to appeal here again today that a cross-party delegation of local councillors from Inishowen, all of the local Oireachtas members, meet with the two ministers, thrash this out and find a solution. It's absolutely intolerable that 8 months later that we're reading that we are the second most enjoyable walk in the entire island in one of our major national newspapers, and that walk lies in ruins.